Welcome everyone, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until the duration of the call. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now, I will turn the meeting over to your host, Markie Flannery. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining me on the call today. Before I start my remarks, I wanted to just mention that we have four questions that were submitted in advance. So if anyone has a question that they would like to submit, the likelihood is high that I will be able to get to it. So please feel free to start sending in those questions while we continue with the discussion. So as you've been seeing on the nightly news and reading in the papers online or online, COVID-19 cases continue and hospitalizations continue to rise around the nation, including here in the New York area. On Sunday, New York State reported 4,600 COVID patients hospitalized statewide and 80 COVID-related deaths. While New York State's per capita numbers remain lower than many states, the state's number of new cases was up more than 40% last week, and the positive test rate for both the state and New York City is between 4% and 5%. As Governor Cuomo noted in his press conference yesterday, this surge is likely to continue through the holidays and peak sometime in mid-January. At the same time, one or more of the new COVID-19 vaccines are expected to become available in the very near future. So our challenge is to continue doing everything we can to prevent the spread of COVID-19 until the time when these vaccines can be widely distributed. We know what works: staying socially distanced, avoiding indoor gatherings, wearing a face mask when you're outside your home, and washing your hands often. These have all been shown to bring down COVID transmission rates when they're practiced together. So we all need to keep doing those things. Our frontline staff also needs to continue to adhere carefully to all of our COVID-19 protocols when working with patients and clients. That's especially important since, with COVID rates on the rise in our area, we're now taking care of more COVID-19 patients. As of last week, VNSNY Home Care had a caseload of 117 COVID-positive patients, 40 more than the week before. And that number is expected to continue going up. If you have any questions at all about the COVID-19 protocols, including the correct use of PPE, please call our CERT hotline at 212-216-9970. Coming back to the COVID-19 vaccine, an email was sent out to all staff yesterday morning announcing that we expect our first delivery of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine from New York City in the very near future. We don't yet know how many vaccine doses we will be getting in that first delivery, but our plan is to begin by offering the vaccine to field staff who have the highest risk of becoming ill from COVID-19 based on their work assignments and other risk factors. As additional vaccine is available and received in the weeks to come, we'll be offering COVID-19 vaccinations to the rest of our field staff, and then we will make the vaccine available to all of our non-frontline staff as well. This is exciting news for our entire organization. We'll keep you updated about the COVID-19 vaccine and how it will be administered to staff as more details become available. Everyone should have also gotten word by now that rapid COVID tests are available for all staff who want them on a walk-in basis. The testing schedule and locations are posted on the COVID-19 section of the VNSNY intranet and on the Partners in Care resource page on Frontline. So if you look there for details, we're offering, you can look there for details. We're offering tests this week in our regional offices, as well as here in Manhattan. So please look at the site to see which office, on which day, and which hours. Additionally, the rapid COVID test just takes 15 minutes, to get your results, and it's a great way to get your tests done at no cost. I get mine done weekly, so it's really comforting to know what the results are. You can also get your flu shots at many of these same locations. With the latest COVID surge, it's also vitally important for everyone to get that flu shot if you have not done so already. We had set a deadline of December 1st for our staff to either get vaccinated or submit a declination form, but the campaign didn't stop with that deadline. So far, 2,700 BNSNY staff members have submitted their documentation for a compliance rate of 71%, and over 3,300 partners in care home health aides have done the same. I thank those of you who've done that and for helping to protect yourselves and everyone around you during this pandemic. Now we need everyone else to comply. And you can find all of the complete information on where and when you can get a free flu shot and how to submit proof of your flu shot by clicking on the Fight the Flu banner on the VNSNY intranet homepage or by going to the Partners in Care resource page on Frontline. This is not an easy time, I know. With COVID-19 on the rise and vaccines just starting to become available, we all have another challenging stretch in front of us, and the upcoming holiday season adds to these challenges. So I want to urge all of you to set aside some time to rest and take care of yourselves, in addition to all you're doing for your patients and members, your coworkers, and your loved ones. I also encourage you to take advantage of our weekly support calls. This week, we have our usual two support calls for Partners in Care Home Health Aides, one at noon today and one at 1 p.m. on Thursday. Our support call for staff recovering from COVID-19 is this afternoon at 4:30, and our weekly support call for all staff is on Thursday morning at 10:15. There's also a parent support group meeting this Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. Information on how to join these groups is listed on the support call page in the COVID-19 section of the intranet, as well as on Partners in Care's frontline resource page. An email with support call information was also sent out to all staff yesterday. I also want to remind everyone that if you're not able to join these calls or if you want to speak with someone one-on-one about any stress or anxiety you're feeling, we have counselors available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through our employee assistance program. Their support hotline is 800-227-2195. And you can always get that number from Human Resources as well. New York State also has their own COVID emotional support hotline, and that number is listed on the COVID-19 homepage of the VNSNY intranet. So please keep in mind that if you're feeling the effects of the stress from this pandemic, help is available. So this concludes my updates for the week, and now I'm going to turn to the questions that were sent to the COVID-19 mailbox, and I see that we have received some additional questions as well. So the first one, hello, I'm afraid that I'll be forced to take the COVID vaccine in order to work, and I'm not comfortable in taking the vaccine because of potential side effects. So I want to assure you that there is no intention to force anyone to take a vaccine. The vaccine is being made available on a voluntary basis, and it's only if the government makes a change to that at some later point that we would have to enforce differently. But at this point, it is entirely voluntary to take the vaccine. Of course, getting the vaccine helps provide you with protection, so please have an open mind when you consider it. Next question. There is a new process for signing in guests with building security. I figured this out when I was trying to sign someone in and the SL Green website was no longer working. The building sent an email, and we will be sharing that information with staff. So if someone has guests coming in, we will provide that information to them. Next question. I noticed that the December 8th COVID assessment, this was sent by a home health aide, was sent differently, and I must sign an agreement to get the assessment and all other modifications from the agency and also accept to pay a standard rate. We're all low-income earners and already struggling to keep the roof over our head and food on the table. Why this additional burden? So I'm assuming this has to do with the COVID assessment information that's sent via the SanData app that the home health aides are working with. Andrea, are you familiar with a change that was made to that?
Hi, good morning, Marky. No, I'm not familiar with a change, but I will forward this to the leadership team at Partners in Care. They can communicate with this person as well as if it's a global issue with all of the home health aides. I'm not really clear about the question entirely, so we will we'll get some clarification on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is also from a home health aide. I have not had in-service this year, and the year is almost ended. What should I do? So, Andrea, can you follow up on this person as well?
Yes, Marky, but I can give a little bit of an answer to this
one.
So,
thank you.
The annual in-service requirements have, because of the national emergency, the state has pushed that forward, meaning if you don't have your annual in-service in the year that you need to take it, they've given us extra time. We are not completely clear when that extra time is going to be up, but we are preparing to administer an in-service that is online. And I want to see if Tony has anything additional that he wants to add to what I'm saying, but we will communicate clearly to the aides as soon as we have that online platform available. And Tony, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, Andrew, you're correct. We're working on a process to be able to do some of that education online. So as we get that more wrapped up, we'll let you know ahead of time. But as Andrea is correct, we do not have to comply with that requirement, at least for now, during the pandemic. So we'll let you know as soon as we have more information on the in-services moving forward. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you. So the next question. Nurses are not being informed 24 hours prior to a positive COVID-19 admission. Please have management and the weekend room adhere to this requirement. Also, when will the Manhattan nurses receive the four-wheeled VMSNY bag? Nurses have to travel to the office, pick up the COVID-19 PPE, take a bus, then carry bulky COVID PPE because the COVID patients have to be visited last to avoid cross-contamination. So, Andrea or Tony, can you take this question, please?
So in the first question, Marky, nurses are not being informed 24 hours prior to the COVID-19 admission. Please have management in the weekend room adhere to this requirement. So we'll communicate this to the team as well to see how we can improve the process. And I'll ask the team to get back to this person directly to see if we can find the root cause of this issue, obviously. We're very concerned about communicating this information accurately, correctly, and timely. It's quite important. Tony, anything to add to that before we go to the next part?
No, Andrea. We'll follow through with child leadership on this one.
Okay. And then when will Manhattan nurses receive four-wheel VNSNY bag? Also, we'll have to follow up on that question. I don't know if anyone on the line has any information about that question, but it's one to follow up on. So thank you for giving us that information.
Thank you. So there were three different emails from individuals who are having trouble getting in on the call or their call was dropped. So I apologize to those individuals who had that challenge. Unfortunately, this is a Verizon-managed call, and and we don't have any control over calls getting dropped or difficulty getting in. So I do apologize, however, because we do want staff to be able to be part of this call. Next question. Can we get the results of who will take the COVID-19 vaccine and who will not take it? And what are the consequences of not taking the COVID vaccine? So I'm going to turn over to Andrea in a moment, but as I explained, the vaccine is not mandatory. It will be offered, as Andrea describes, on a voluntary basis. The consequences of not taking the vaccine is you won't have the protection that the vaccine will provide to you. Andrea, would you like to talk a little bit about the initial planning that we have on how we plan to offer vaccine? And I know I touched on it in my remarks, but maybe you can give a little bit more.
Sure, Markey. So we, as Markey said, we've been informed by the Bureau of Immunization of the City of New York that our organization has been prioritized to receive vaccine. We anticipate receiving vaccine sometime in the next, I would say, 3 to 6 weeks. We do not know exactly when we will receive vaccine, and we do not know how much vaccine we will receive. You are probably all reading about this in the newspapers, that healthcare workers, frontline workers, are going to be prioritized for vaccine, receiving vaccine. We will prioritize our field staff for vaccine receipt, and we will also do some delineation to be determined and communicated with people on the most at-risk workers or field staff. We have not finalized that yet, and all of our field staff will be part of that, I'm going to call it calculus, sort of who's at the greatest risk and then how are we going to prioritize. We do expect that in January we will receive more and more vaccines. So if you are not on the first list of priority, we do expect relatively quickly that sometime in January, maybe February, that we will have enough vaccine for any of our staff who, field staff, I'm going to specify, field staff who want vaccine. We have teams of people who are really working now full time figuring out how we're going to notify people, how we're going to schedule people, where we're going to do the vaccine administration, how we're going to staff the vaccine administration sites, and how we're going to follow all of the regulatory requirements associated with this, as well as how we're going to inform all of us on vaccine safety, vaccine information. So one of the first things that we're doing, and you'll all hear about this, is every week we're going to have a special vaccine call with our clinical experts to answer your questions and to give you information. In addition, soon you will see a banner on our InfoNet pages that's called Vaccinate VNSNY. And that is the place that we will put important and pertinent information about vaccine administration. So a lot of details to come, a lot of information which we will share with you. We are very excited that we've been prioritized in the city to do this. And we are going to do this as quickly as we can so that we can get as many of our staff vaccinated as desire. So with that, Markey, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you. So the other part of the question that this individual wanted was the results of the survey that was done. So the survey just closed out. We got the preliminary results, which we're still analyzing. But basically, what the staff have responded is varies by line of business, but about 50% of staff indicated that they would be interested in getting the vaccine, and about 50% said that they would not. In hospice, it was a higher number. About 60% of hospice staff indicated that they were interested in getting the vaccine. So we are pulling that detail together, and we will be sharing it with staff. But that's hot off the press. Next question. I did not receive an email regarding today's call. So I'm sorry that you did not get an email, but I guess you got on the call anyway, so I'm glad that you're here. But the call notice goes out to Exchange users, which is every employee. So I'm surprised that you didn't get it, but it goes to everyone. Next question. COVID-19 tests at home for homebound, bedbound patients. What is the procedure? So we do not provide COVID-19 testing for our patients. We do not have the ability to provide that testing for patients. So it would need to be provided by a physician or practitioner that they are interacting with. And, you know, physicians may have services that they can arrange to have someone get an in-home test, but we are not able to provide that testing. The testing that we provide, which is the rapid COVID test on site here, is for our testing our employees, and we have a limited number of people who have the access to be able to provide that testing at this time. Next part is any plans to vaccinate patients who want it. So we'll be getting the vaccine to vaccinate our employees. However, there has been discussion about making vaccine, potentially vaccinating patients and members in the community. That's probably a little bit further down the road, unless, Andrea, you know anything about that at this point.
No, there's been no information about vaccinating patients in the home yet, and we'll keep communicating with you as we understand and get information about if we can do that and how we can do that and when we can do that. So we're keeping our eyes and ears open on that, we'll communicate as we learn more.
So okay, thank you. So next, will New York State share the survey information with New York Immunization Bureau? So our experience is the same as what New York City has found in their immunization as well. I was on a call with the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, the new commissioner, Dave Chatsky, on Friday morning, and they shared vaccine information in terms of survey and found that it is about 50%. So it's consistent with that. The person who indicated that they could not get on the call, it was actually they didn't get the notice of the call. It was the COVID-19 support call that they did not receive information regarding that call. So, again, that information is available on the intranet, so you can find that if you go to the COVID-19 site, you'll get that information there. So those are all of the questions that were sent in advance. I'll give one more minute if there's anyone that would like to call in. Again, the person, someone's phone call cut off. Can we restate when we are expecting to get the vaccine? So we are waiting for the Moderna to get final approval, which looks like it's December 17th, is what I saw in the noted papers today, and then they would start to provide it thereafter. So we do not have a definitive date yet by which we will be getting the vaccine, but we are doing planning at this time, assuming we will be getting it within the next number of weeks. So with that, we've gotten through all the calls and all the questions. And again, I thank you for participating in today's call and wish you a good rest of your week and hope that you're able to join again next week. Thank you.